This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Some children who've returned to school are at risk of losing that option if COVID-19 rates don't go down in several counties. Adams 12 Superintendent Chris Godowski says students are doing their part and virus transmission in schools is very low. But he says health officials warn that people are not wearing masks in private settings and the virus is spreading.
It's essential that we all take this seriously, wear our masks in all the settings we're interacting with other people so that we can keep this option alive for our kids who want it very badly and are doing their part.
The Tri-County Health Department has warned that Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties are all at risk of moving to a more restrictive level. The state's largest wildfire ever on record burned 3,000 more acres yesterday. Containment for the Cameron Peak fire near Fort Collins remains at 56%. Crews were able to fight the fire from above Thursday with three large air tankers and four helicopters. This afternoon, a red flag warning is expected for the area with dry and windy conditions. The fire has burned more than 167,000 acres. Patients at Children's Hospital Colorado in Aurora are in need of blood donations. A spokesperson for the hospital says its supply is low for platelets. That's a part of the blood that helps with clotting. The hospital is looking for new donors. They can make appointments now through its blood donation center. You're listening to CPR News.